Hello and welcome to Simply Save podcast from Money Control, a show where we discuss all things money. With the world reeling under the novel coronavirus disease-induced financial crisis, job losses and pay cuts have compelled many to tighten their budgets. While it is indeed prudent to identify and prune unnecessary expenses during a financial crunch, you could first start with evaluating your loan portfolio, particularly home loans. You might just realize that you've been paying interest far in excess of current market rates. Now, why is that so? Because your home loan is linked to marginal cost of funds-based lending rate, or MCLR. An internal benchmarking mechanism that was in place until the RBI introduced the external benchmarking regime in October 2019. All new retail floating rate loans sanctioned after October 1st have to be mandatorily linked to an external benchmark. Loans taken prior to this continue to be pegged to older benchmarks. Experts say that the new regime ensures greater transparency and better transmission of policy action by the central bank. Now, to know more about this relatively newer mechanism and how you can benefit from switching to it, we have with us today Vipul Patel, founder of loan consultancy firm MortgageWorld.in. Welcome to the show, Mr. Patel. So if you could start with the benefits of switching to external benchmark rate linked loans, why do you think it is better than MCLR, which was the mechanism in place before October 1st, 2019?
So external benchmark is something which was introduced by RBI, which is the governing body or the regulator, in order to ensure that transmission of policy rates happens immediately and happens completely transparently. So if we go back a couple of years, we had base rate which was changed to MCLR, and then MCLR was changed to external benchmark. And the finding between all the changes, there was always some mechanism which the banks could adopt, and the end user or the consumer felt cheated, felt that the benefit which should have percolated down to the consumer or the end user has not happened. And even the regulator was of the same view. So now what has happened is that we need to introduce something called external benchmark, which is your rate which is offered to you has to be linked to an external benchmark, which could be the repo, it could be treasury bills, or it could be MIBOR.
Okay.
Now, having said that, what is happening now is all banks, most banks have adopted repo as an external benchmark. And I would personally also recommend repo purely because if you observe, on repo, you have transparency in terms of knowing what is repo. Repo is decided by RBI, communicated very widely, and everyone in the country hears and knows about repo rate.
Right.
So, there is a margin which repo plus is what the bank is supposed to do. So, say repo is at say 4.4, and the bank decides to charge a margin of say 3%. In that case, the effectively applicable rate to the end consumer for a base level loan should be 7.3. On that 7.3, the bank reserves the right to increase it by what is called as risk premium, which is another component which impacts your rate under the external benchmark system. The risk premium is decided by various banks in multiple ways. So there are banks who have internal risk premium and rating and grading system. But again, that does not help because it is not serving the purpose of being bringing in transparency completely. As more as banks are adopting internal working to decide the credit premium or the credit risk premium, does not have a transparent system. So as a consumer, you may not be able to judge what your credit rating would be. Now, a lot of banks have adopted CIBIL or Equifax or other, you know, rating agency score. So if your CIBIL score, say for example, is 775 or more, then you are entitled to get loan at repo plus base premium, which is in our example. And in the event, you know, your CIBIL score is less, your rate could go up. So this is the pure way in which you can get your, transparency, and repo change becomes immediately effective because repo rate link is drawn down on the system. So suppose repo changes in the middle of, say, January, then many banks apply from the same day on which repo change. A few banks have adopted system of doing it from the following month for ease of calculation.
Okay.
But more or less, the impact is immediately transmitted to the end user, and hence this is a very good system which has been introduced by the regulator, and this is what is highly recommended, that one should adopt a repo-based pricing mechanism for all the loans that are running.
Okay. You mentioned credit risk premium. So does that mean that borrowers should prefer banks that link their policy to CIBIL scores or any other credit bureau score?
Would that be more transparent? That's a recommendation and that's more transparent. I was trying to explain that if I have an internal benchmarking to rate a consumer, how would you ever know that what your rating should be or why your rating should not be good and why it should be only average, why it should not be excellent, you know? Because you have no way to know what I am doing internally.
Right.
Now, if you have external rating, you can yourself access your CIBIL, you can always access your rating agency, score or your credit score, and immediately you know what your credit score is, whether it is good, it is bad, how good it is, you know. And then you know the spread, so then it becomes very transparent.
And even in future, because credit risk premium is dynamic and can change in future, even then you will know if it has deteriorated also, you will know, right?
Absolutely. So credit risk premium, banks are allowed to review annually. Okay. So for example, today let's say you take a loan and your credit risk premium goes high because for whatever reason, so let's take an example of a CIBIL score, which is the most popular mechanism currently in the country, and your CIBIL score is less than 750. Okay, the bank would say that repo 4.4 plus my 3% is 7.4, but because your credit score is low, okay, or an average, not an excellent score, I would give you 0.5% premium on that. Okay, so 7.4 plus 50 basis point would make it 7.9. Okay.
Okay.
After 1 year, say you again check your CIBIL score and you find it has gone beyond 775, it has improved.
Okay.
And at 775, the margin is supposed to be zero. You can write to the bank. Some banks will do it proactively because they do periodic checking. But in the event you find your credit score has improved, you can always write to the bank and say, my credit score has improved and I need you to, you know, give me a better pricing, and the bank might reduce your rate. Because the credit risk has gone down. So the credit risk premium will go down.
Right. I understand.
And this is an annual feature with the bank.
Also, the spread over repo rate or an external benchmark rate remains constant for at least 3 years, right? Once the loan contract is signed. So, so does that also work in borrower's favor?
RBI, the regulator has said that once you fix the spread, so for example, we said 4.4 plus 300 basis points, that makes 7.4.
Right.
Once this is fixed, the bank has to adhere to this 300 basis point gap for first 3 years.
Okay.
That's mandatory.
All right. And last week, the State Bank of India widened its spread, this spread over the external benchmark, by 20 basis points. How do you read this move?
So, at the outset, I would like to give a disclaimer and say that, you know, whilst SBI has made the change, it is visible, they've put it up on their website. But due to COVID situation currently, there are very few people available to give us clarification on this. But this is unconventional, simply because if you look at SBI, they have done two things here. One, they have increased the rate. I mean, a reducing rate scenario where everyone is reducing, their rate has actually effectively gone up.
Right.
So, and then when you look at the SBI circular, it very clearly says that repo plus mandatory margin is equal to my rate, whatever that rate comes to 7.05. And then we will add 30 basis points as premium. Now, we don't know what that premium is. It is definitely not risk premium, because in addition, so their effective rate, the lowest rate for any loan today comes to 7.35, and they have further classified it as under 30 lakhs, 30 to 75 lakhs and above 75 lakhs.
Right.
They have kept on adding the premium there, and over and above this premium, they are adding a risk premium.
Right.
So this is something we await clarification. I think there must be something that they have calculated and computed, but currently we are not aware of the thing, so I think it's subject to clarification.
All right, we'll await more clarity on that. Now, from a borrower's point of view, the easiest option is to switch to your existing lending bank's external benchmark rate. But if a borrower wants to scout for better deals and probably look at shifting to other banks, what are the parameters that they should take into account?
So the basic parameter is you should look at what is the 3-year spread between the RBI repo and the bank's external benchmark rate. Okay.
Okay.
That should be low. So for example, in our relay example, we have taken 300 basis points.
Right.
But if some bank is saying 200 basis points, then that's a good deal.
Hmm.
Because then the spread between RBI and the bank's external benchmark rate is very less. So that is consideration number one.
Okay.
Consideration number two is you should watch out for things like I mentioned about SBI just now, okay, where they have the extra, and then there is some more margin, and then there could be a credit risk premium. Okay.
Hmm.
So there are three layers of margins here.
Hmm.
Now that's going to increase the cost of borrowing for the consumer.
Hmm.
And this is what they should look at.
Okay.
I think fairly there in terms of, you know, looking at how it moves. And the thumb rule is you should know effectively what is a lower rate for you.
Hmm.
So suppose you are applying at three banks or two banks or evaluating various options, you would know immediately if someone is offering a lower rate.
Hmm.
And I think that should be a decision making factor. Rather than getting into nitty-gritty of, you know, how it moves, one should know, but this is the guideline.
All right. And what are the charges that a borrower has to pay if she decides to, one, move to her existing bank, and secondly, if she wants to move to another bank? What are the typical charges?
So a lot of customers are still on repo rate, okay? I mean, still on MCLR, which is the old base margin.
Right.
Now, when you want to move from an MCLR to a repo, you can do it even in the current COVID and, you know, the not so very active, not 100% functional banking system.
Okay.
And you have to just write an email or communicate over phone banking or whatever is their application or through net banking.
Hmm.
And ask them for a reduced rate.
Okay.
And reduced rate by switching from one benchmark to another, which is basically switching from MCLR to external benchmark rate. And for that, some banks are doing it free. Some are charging 1,000 rupees or 2,000 rupees or 3,000 rupees plus some GST. So it's no great shakes, but I think this is the first step that you should do. When you get to know your new rate, which is applicable under the external benchmark, then you should compare it with what the other banks are offering in the marketplace, and then you can have a fair decision. So let's take an example that your new rate under external benchmark with your current lender, after all adjustment, is coming to say 8%. And
okay.
You find that SBI is offering 7.4, then definitely there is an arbitrage to maybe move to SBI or ask your lender to reduce the rate, and that negotiation should be done with your existing lender. If that fails, then you should consider moving the mortgage.
All right. You also mentioned that banks and their operations may not be 100% functional in times of corona. So, So given that physical signatures and checks will be needed, is the process any more difficult at the moment than what it would have been in under regular circumstances?
So under the moment within the bank, it is an easy process. They don't need to do anything. You will only have to give consent to continue the old EMI.
Okay.
So, you know, because when you change EMI, then you need to do fresh documentation. Okay. So you can continue with the current EMI which you are paying and not have to do anything. And I think it could be a telephonic or app-based or a meet-based information to the bank or an instruction. And it should happen. In the event you are moving banks, okay, then under COVID situation, it may be slightly difficult, but you can complete 50-60% of the loan process, which is a credit underwriting. That can happen by transmitting document over email, okay? And once that is done, your credit approval is in place. Once the lockdown situation is eased out, the bank can do verifications, because for all loans, bank needs to do residence verification, office verification. They need to do search at the sub-registrar office from a legal perspective. They need to visit the property, take measurement from a valuation and a technical perspective.
Okay.
So those things can happen once the lockdown is over. But I think everyone should move forward, and corona should not stop. I don't think corona is going to stop India, and we're going to move forward irrespective.
All right, Mr. Patel. Thanks a lot for joining us. I'm sure our listeners will find your insights useful.